I've seen some pretty shitty situations in my life, but nothing has ever sucked more ass than this.
What the hell's wrong with you? I'm trying to fucking leave here.
Pants are awful baggy. You got anything in there?
Yeah, my dick. You want to see it?
God damn it! Are you fucking with me?
Look, I've boned a lot of fat chicks in my time, sure, but as far as I can recall, I've never fornicated anybody.
What about mommy?
She lives in God's house with Jesus and Mary and the ghost, the long-eared donkey, and Joseph from the talking walnut.
What's up, back in the mix? The Hoop Hammer and the Talking Walnut.
What up, motherfucker?
All right. God damn it. Hammer, housekeeping, what's up?
More pissed than happy.
More pissed than happy.
I'm sporting the thong. Not feeling it. I was feeling it earlier when I was
We saw sober. The big white hope earlier.
But now I'm not too happy. But we should probably skip past the fucking housekeeping things, because we're not going to take shots now.
Want
to take a shot? I'll take a shot. I'm already lit. Fit.
Ain't taking no shit.
Fuck them all. That's awesome.
Right on.
I lost a thong bet. I'm wearing
thong
it.
Thong bet. Steve McNair. Blah, blah, blah. Old boy.
Baltimore Crew.
We should really revisit why Hammer is wearing a thong. Because otherwise, nobody's going to know why the fuck he lost
the
thong bet.
I said, when Tennessee drafted Vince Young. What the fuck is that dude's name?
Vince Young.
Good call.
Yeah,
good call.
Thanks, man. I said McNair would be gone in a week. Because Billy Volek, he's a shit.
All right, never mind.
Oh, shit. Oh,
and I said,
let's cut the story off because this dude can't get a name straight.
McNair didn't move in a week, and I'm wearing a thong. What the fuck?
Right,
you guys are taking the obligatory, or new rule that I call it, shot, because he did go to the team I called, but not in the time frame.
So
now
you lost, but not
totally.
Even by a country mile, some of the shit down the road that you allegedly said came true, so therefore we should do a shot. Nope.
Anywho,
MLB All-Star Game, the Major League ERA leader Francisco Liriano won his 10th straight game last night. Excuse me, not straight, but 10th game of the season last night. He'll be left at home. Mr. Bloody Sock, Curt Schilling, scratching his nuts at home. And the man who has 720 dingers and his second all-time is going to spend the All-Star Game on the couch. And maybe some time in the big house soon. So, Hammer, did anyone get snubbed?
Like you said, Francisco, he got snubbed.
Really?
Minus the big vote and with AJ and Chicago and all that bullshit.
The last chance, no more AJ.
Last chance.
No. Blah, 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 blah.
Fuck that, man. That's an old topic,
man.
All right?
Why is it an old topic? It hasn't even gotten to the All-Star game yet. Why is it an old topic?
Think about the last show.
All right.
Barry Bonds didn't get snubbed because he's having a shitty year. All right? We all agree on that?
If Babe Ruth had 5 home runs, would he be left off the All-Star
game?
He'd
probably get voted
exactly.
In. Yeah, Walnut. Fan favorite, but the fans
Hold
figured
on.
It out.
Exactly. Right. Walnut, I have another theory here. He didn't get snubbed. He got let loose because everybody thinks he's on the roids. Everybody thinks there's an asterisk.
Let loose because you're on the juice.
Like the Hoop have been saying since day one. Put an asterisk by every fucking one of his records because the shit's juiced.
But we should do that with everybody because they were all probably on the juice back in the 80s.
Oh, probably.
Probably. So is Barry.
He
probably
did.
What? Barry admitted.
Harmon Killebrew, Hank Aaron,
Roger Maris,
all those guys on the juice? On the jack? They were on some shit, but nothing that was illegal.
Just because they got shot up with shark piss doesn't mean it was illegal. It still isn't illegal.
Or live
I do that
elephant
shit
hormones.
Nice.
B.I.
Hey, Kerry Woods, speaking of shit that can't stand up, known as Mr. Fucking Injured, and the Chi-Town Cubs, recently referred to by a national columnist as the Walking Dead. Hoop, is Dusty Baker dead and buried and gone and blah, 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 blah?
Blah, blah, blah. He is blah, blah, blah. He is walking the green mile.
Nor here nor there.
Dusty Baker's done. Yeah, he's done. I mean, that's just the way it is in professional sports
nowadays. I can't see that, though.
That's good for you, but
his players aren't playing.
Put your glasses on.
Sweet.
Nice.
Anywho. His players aren't playing, man. Why should he walk the fucking plank when the whole fucking team should?
Ownership's got the shotgun.
Like I was about to say before he cut me off, that's the way it is. In Major League Sports, that's the way it is. It doesn't matter.
In talk shows.
It's the way it is in Major League Sports. Any of them. Doesn't matter what the players are doing, it's what the coach does.
Nice.
Win or go home.
Is McPhail still GM?
He is indeed.
Chicago Cubs, yep.
Yeah, he might have to walk the plane too. You can build a shitty team and have this shitty coach the shitty team, make him a winner. You're all walking the fucking plane.
You've been watching too much Pirates of the Caribbean.
I love it. By the way, that just broke a couple records this weekend. NFL news. Corin Robinson, checking himself into rehab recently. Is he missing the boat? Is he on the right boat? The right track? Off track? Blah, blah. You know, Hammer, should we raise a shot in honor of Coro? Or should we call him K-Rob? The NFL doesn't need that
talk about him at all.
Why not? What's up?
Well, he's checking himself back into rehab.
That's not true.
That's what he said.
No, he didn't. His agent said that. He
didn't. No, he did not.
No, he did not. Straight cash money.
That clip.
No, he's going back in.
Nope.
It's a checkup.
Nope.
Yeah, right. Put himself in. The league didn't put him in, so he's not going to get suspended.
You need to read the news.
No, that's that. You are correct.
There. Yeah. League didn't put him in there. He did it on his own. Nobody. He can do whatever he wants. It's his fucking life. Whose business is it? Huh?
I don't know. Can I answer?
Okay.
I'm trying to answer.
I think I'm ready.
Just keep talking.
I can't keep talking. You motherfuckers cut me off. All right. He did not check himself in there. You need to get your fucking facts straight.
Who checked him in?
Nobody checked him in. He's not in rehab. At all?
No.
You and him are tight?
Well, why the fuck did I just say that?
It's in the fucking news that he was not. He said it himself. He's going to meetings. That's it. His agent is the one that said he's in rehab.
Who made him go to meetings? Himself. He's doing it himself. It's nobody's fucking business.
That's like my wife getting pissed at me that you made me go to Taco Bell.
I went to Taco Bell. It's everybody's business when you pay a player $1 million a year.
We're not paying him a million a year.
He has to be answerable to this, if that's even a word.
Right.
To the league.
But you know what?
And he's had a history.
It's not.
He's had a history.
If you're a lineman, I'm going to the drugstore.
Matt Burke just went to fucking Walgreens.
He's on steroids.
You can sit here and
What the fuck is going on?
Is anybody going to hear it? No, because we're just yelling at each other.
Good point. Go ahead, man. No, he went to rehab. It was his own decision. Why should we care?
Even listen to what I said? Because he's not in rehab, and he's still saying he's in rehab.
He's just saying that he went to meetings.
Oh, my man. It's a meeting.
Well,
it's like a group of people having a rehab meeting.
That's just what he was trying to say.
A group of people.
We don't even know if people are there.
Hey,
it could be the trust tree.
Speaking of guys that probably should have gone to rehab, Randy Moss was just recently quoted by saying he would have liked to have been traded to the Ravens or to the Falcons to play with either Ray Lewis or Michael Vick. When you're always misunderstood, should you at some point just shut your goddamn mouth?
You should definitely shut your mouth. You should grow up. He's been in the league long enough to know that everything he says comes back to bite him. He needs to shut his mouth. He needs to be happy who he's playing for and just know that that's the NFL. It's business. It's not about who you play with and who you want to play with. It's business. Do your job. Shut the fuck up.
What about when you run a parking meter lady over? Is that part of football?
Not unless the rubber on her side of her head says NFL.
Okay, so you go back to rehab, check yourself in.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Is that anybody's business? If Randy Moss is a cop over, is that business?
Yes.
It is business.
It's public record.
It's public record.
And they're public figures.
And it's business when you've already been there three times and the fourth strike or third strike even, I think, in the NFL. You're suspended for a year.
It wasn't his car.
If Little Jenny wants to run a post pattern and be Randy Moss, and his friends say, "Don't hit the meter maid," that's some legitimate shit.
Can I retort? May I retort?
Please do.
Can I take your van, run a cop over, and say, "It wasn't me. It was fucking It was the Walnuts van. I didn't run him over. His fucking van did.
Long as there's not my empty bottles and my fingerprints, I don't give a fuck.
And but
a
there was one empty Labatt Blue, and you're done.
Yeah, because the Labatt Blue is a signature Walnut move.
Right.
It was Walnut.
Right on.
Holy
on the dash.
You know, the American Canadian, so I fucking know.
Speaking of old school shit, Larry Brown, fired by the New York Knickerbockers. Are the Knicks geniuses or insane and hammered? The bottom line is the real winner Larry Brown or Isaiah Thomas?
Larry Brown. Or, by far and away,
the loser.
The team is the loser. And the fans, my bad.
Just choking a cum ball there.
To the winner, go the spoil.
Go that. Go that. Get the hair out of your throat.
Hold on.
Sick anyway, bastard.
The fans are the losers, man. Because it's New York, dude. Under the microscope, they're going to analyze every little piece of this whole
the microcosm that is NYC.
Dude, Larry Brown, he's having like 8 heart attacks a day, but he's happy because he's got a shitload of money.
A boatload of money.
But he's all happy
because it's about a baker's dozen.
I don't have a fucking Starberry and
Bill Switchke's super fan
stomach and shit, so he's doing all right. He'd be all right.
Larry Brown would be all right.
Yeah, we're gonna get the shy tone here in a minute.
Needs to look at itself and say, "What the fuck are you thinking,
Isaiah?" And well, and they are. They basically said, "Hey,
build us a team that
Zeke,
I can get a kick-ass coach."
Zeke, you got one season to not fuck up.
Yeah,
and then you're gonna be in the soup line just like your Bobo
There's
Larry
no,
Brown.
Fucking no stars, no Ewing. You got star.
Amen.
Brain.
Maybe he'll go back to Indy. All right, LeBron King James is about to sign a 5-year, $80 million extension. Not extensions.
Well, he'll get the
with
money.
The hair.
With the money,
no,
$160 million.
Yeah. But the critics, this is the good shit. The critics say, at least he's foregoing the money in pursuit of a title. So with that said, Big Ben Wallace left the Motor City, going to the Windy City. KG, still for the time being a T-Wolf, and AI's on the move. Lord. Oop, your impressions. What's up?
I think that there's a good chance Allen Iverson will come to Minnesota. Goddamn right, I'm a homer.
I like it.
What the fuck?
I love it, though. I like
Minnesota.com. Your picture's
I'm never
out
a homer, but I like to see AI and KG.
Oh, if AI and KG are in the same house, it's guaranteed they're going to the playoffs.
Bring a bucket because it's fucking sick.
It's fucking sick. Ben Wallace, I don't think he's going to make as big an impact in Chicago as everybody
thinks.
That's
awesome.
They don't have a superstar there, and you need two superstars. Just like I called with Miami winning the whole show, Shaq and Dwayne Wade, you need the two superstars.
It's amazing you can talk choking on your own dick.
Which one's dick?
KG's
dick.
Your own dick.
I was just choking on
you're sucking your own dick. Holy Christ.
Dude, you still got KG's
dick. Man,
you're never going to get those fucking hot dogs.
I'm so fucking good to scare myself.
Let me ask you this. Big Ben Wallace, you say no superstars in Chicago. Were there superstars in Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton, before anybody knew him in Detroit when he won two fucking titles?
Not before, as soon as they won, was not Chauncey Billups named MVP?
Well, yeah.
You fucking smart mouth. That's okay. Not a good emotion on you, dude. I do not like that at all. He's all rhetorical and shit.
What?
Smart mouth is emotion.
What is... I speak truthisms.
Truthism. I like it.
That's all there is to it. Fuck.
Free.
And I shall smoketh it.
All's I'm saying.
Free mind, he has to follow.
Is Ben Wallace won two titles with no superstars in Detroit. Now, since then, we have crowned some shit superstars.
That's true.
The first time they won.
You know what I'm saying?
Phillips was named MVP.
But you can't say that.
First time they won.
Yes. That's, you said he won two without anybody else.
Coming into it, the fucking T-Wolves, we didn't need him. It's not like we let a league MVP go and then he went to Detroit and won.
Right, but Dwayne Wade wasn't a superstar either.
Bullshit,
until
he wasn't.
He wasn't a superstar.
He was pretty big.
He was positioned as second coming, and all we had to do is put Shaq into the mix, and then he hooked some shit up.
Fucking exactly. Shaq took a dump in the playoffs.
So
tell it to his fucking 9-foot face, man. I'll punch him in the dick. You took a dump.
So, no, right on. All right. So what? I guess my question is then is what you're saying is, you know, Shaq being the. Ben Wallace being the Shaq.
Holy fuck.
Going to Chicago.
Yep.
But there's no Dwayne Wade.
Let's compare him.
Is that what you're talking about?
I'm saying Ben Gordon.
Did I just peel back the onion and get to the smelly shit?
Not quite.
Okay,
Shaquille O'Neal averages what? 20 points, 15 at least points a game? Ben Wallace averages 6.6 points over his career. Okay, who's going to pick up that scoring on Chicago.
Oh, no, but nobody wants to come near Ben Waller.
And fucking Chicago stack with them. I'm just saying,
Detroit, when
Roethlisberger.
When he won the fucking five.
Motorcycle guy.
When Ben Wallace was in Detroit, they spread everything out. Defense, offense.
Because he's a smelly motherfucker.
When he jumped 17
most
crosses.
Teams that win a championship have two good scorers that play, do everything. I mean,
Pippen Jordan. Magic Kareem.
Exactly. Dude. Kobe Shaq. Shaq.
What about, what do you call it? Duncan Robinson and then Duncan and who? Parker? Duncan. Or Ginobili?
No, you're talking about.
Who the fuck?
Tim Duncan, yeah. All right. Duncan and the Admiral. Duncan and the Admiral back
and forth. Yeah, it's Robinson.
You had to listen to the playback. Holy I think you missed it. Fuck.
All right. The boat
that's cool. Solid.
What are we doing on this one?
Solid. Awesome. I got nothing. NHL free agency. Of all the moves, trades, etc., blah, 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 blah. Hammer, which teams improved the most? Which teams are going to continue to suck ass? Your impressions.
What teams are going to suck ass? All of them except for the Wild. And
Homer.
I'm throwing. Yeah, exactly. It's a Homer pick because
you know what?
Detroit.
Exactly.
Eiserman
retired.
Shanahan's gone.
Shanahan left.
But.
Chelios is 206.
What does Detroit do year after year? They stock it up. And they're going to be good this year. I lay money. They're going to have the most points of any team this year.
President's Trophy?
Of course. And then they're
going to win the
first round. Who gives a rat's ass to the Wild? Fuck off.
Who are they going to
I smell a fung bet.
Who is Detroit going to pick up?
And by
there's
the way,
not many players to pick up
that's
right
what I'm
now.
Saying. There's not any left, right?
By the way, previously you had indicated a thong bet. Isaiah is going to be gone before the All-Star break. Is
yep.
that?
Yep.
Is Isaiah's that some shit you were talking?
No, the owners.
We're
be
taking
like,
a step back
shit,
a little bit.
I fucking hired a retard, and now I got to let him go.
Okay, before the All-Star break, Hoop, you and I were in on that,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Okay.
You're against that.
They'll at least give him through this year.
Yeah.
The whole season.
Love it. And we got
now,
a Joe Mauer.
Now, with that said.
We got a Joe Mauer.
We're getting to that. God right, damn it. Yeah. We're getting there. Here's what I love is what you're saying is the Red Wings are going to win the President's Trophy. They're going to finish first
I will
overall.
Take that one. Yes, I will. I'll take that one.
I'm taking the
they
field.
Do it every year.
I'm taking the field. The flying bat there. Hammer. Yep.
Yeah.
Love it.
And the 8-seeded Wild are going to fucking boot him out in the first round. What's up? That's another call. That's two calls.
That's.
Hammer and the Walnut are writing out their bets, and all I hear is liquor shaking on the table, so it's pretty cool.
Nice.
Licking on my liquors.
God, I'm out of ice. Fuck.
Gosh.
All right.
I like
fuck
it.
My.
No, but the Wild
came up
big. Meatloaf. Fuck.
Wild came up big. I said Edmonton missed out big time because they lost a lot of big players this year.
I think you're wrong.
Really?
Here's why. They re-signed Rowley. His heart is up in Edmonton. It's Canadian. I don't care what anybody says. He's going to rehab. He'll come back from that knee injury. I mean, there's not a lot of rehab. It's not like an ACL tear. He's money. He's a wily veteran. He's money. Here's the other thing. The guys they got for Pronger, they got two studs in exchange for one.
But
so we're talking about ice time.
Proven super
here's the other thing. They got three first-round picks also. They build from within. They're a small market team. They got smart management and ownership, and they're building.
It's what the Wild have been doing
right.
for the last 4 years,
and I'm telling you, it's hockey town in Canada, and Yep. They're
Edmonton's going to finish last this year.
I think
and give him 2 years, they might be good. Then Rowley's legs are going to fall off, and they're going to, yeah.
They'll finish second or third in our division. Who's shit the bed, in my opinion, this year is the New York Rangers. They are where the old, almost over the hill
or the
legends,
like the
with the exception of Mark Messier.
What's
another
team?
Go to die and just be sent out to pasture.
Yeah.
Not the Yanks so much.
Portland.
Nope.
Oh, come on now.
Baltimore Orioles.
There you go. Baltimore. Yeah. You do not want to live in Maryland. What's up? At this time.
Yep.
Fuck. You're about to die, bitch. The Reaper's out there in left field with your ass. With a sickle. Hey, Sosa, catch it.
Yeah. Hey, Sosa, Urko stuff. Catch it. Speaking of that, World Cup, Ivory Coast, are they your Bobos, or you don't give a fuck?
Once again, the Ivory Coast. We're talking about South Carolina, right? No. Vermont? Rhode Island.
It was a country in
the small state, Rhode Island. What?
No. It was a country in the World Cup. Get the
Panama Canal, what?
Outside
of America, right? Yeah. Past Puerto Rico and shit. What was he talking about? World Cup.
It was an African country.
We're talking about planet Earth here and shit. This is crazy. Crazy stuff.
Planet. Outside of your planet. It is a billion people this Sunday afternoon. Afternoon, Jesus Christ. This Sunday afternoon, a billion people watch Italy beat France 5-3 in a shootout for the World Cup title.
I missed it.
I know.
Caught it while it was 1-1. Pretty exciting then. And I clicked it real fast and I was like,
you clickety clacked?
It was more interesting when I didn't know what was going on. It's like, holy shit.
So
it's more exciting when you don't watch it.
Is Rome burning tonight, do you think? Because Italy won.
No shit. Tomorrow's going to be the riot day.
1982 was the last time Italy won the World Cup.
Wow. That's what's cool about that shit. The riots are better than a fucking match. You know what? Like, Ireland won it. And they burned the whole fucking country down. We'll rebuild.
I don't think Ireland's
they
ever won.
Maybe they lost it and got pissed.
Either way, they burned the country down.
Awesome. Yeah.
If they're just in it, they burn the country down.
We're
hooligans. I mean, come on, dude.
Well, out of Guinness, we're burning shit.
No shit. What if Guyana lost it? They burned Guyana down.
And they said, and they said, burn it.
Burn it.
Burn it.
Awesome. Yeah, man. I'm waiting for the riots. We'll get feedback on that next show.
God, America.
We'll compare it to, like, Detroit riots. Chicago's are pretty good.
They're good.
Yeah, when the Bulls won it,
they
weren't too bad.
I think we're going to have to make that a topic in the future. Best sports riot.
No shit, man. Because, like, when the Lakers win it, there's not really a riot, but Rodney King got fried, and that was a hell
Then
of,
there was a riot.
That was an awesome riot. That was a good one.
That wasn't an awesome riot.
That was solid.
People got fucked up in there.
Well, yeah, but it was a good riot.
That's not a riot. That's a fucking melee.
We got to figure out as far as riots go. Like a million people in the riot or like 2,000?
I tell you what, I've been to
taking the 1 million riot.
I've been to Winona, Minnesota when there's some shit going on.
That was called...
Per capita, though. You just said. You just said. Have you?
It's called cruising the 4-H Club for chicks. All right? That's not a riot.
No, that... It's when you piss one of the brothers off.
Actually, the best riot was, they keep showing it on Behind the Music. Was when Metallica, James Hetfield, fucking roasted.
On fire in Canada.
He went on fire, and then... Guns N' Roses decided not to go on stage, or they came on for a little while, and then they're like, "Fucking, we're out."
Totally.
Yeah,
all
the Brian Adams
himself.
Fans got pissed off. And there's no way Canada's taking the number
one.
That
was in like Montreal.
No
yeah,
that was in Montreal. Yeah, they're kind of rogue in Montreal.
Yeah, but dude, during a heavy metal concert,
there's
no way fucking Canada.
I think
riot
dude, they were probably half
American. The Irish gotta win it.
Oh,
damn grenade launchers.
It just hit me. I was just going to say, they all think they're French and they're all pissed off. So therefore, Paris might be fucking burning to the ground as we speak.
If I don't
because they
I
just
don't
lost a shootout and woke up. Today, I'm telling you fucking right now.
Fucking
I guarantee you, if you walk out on the fucking internet,
Irish
Paris
burning them down.
Well, Okay, well, the IRS probably should march you and fucking burn some shit. Reparations for some shit.
Reparations?
I'm Henry Wallace, bitch.
Right. I am William Wallace.
So if the Eiffel Tower's on fire, we're blaming on the Irish.
No offense to you guys, but we got on this topic from bringing up, like,
that's,
thong beds.
That's
and
awesome.
Shit. Like 10 minutes ago. You got. I think you guys started with the, was it the Isaiah Thomas thong bed or something?
That's
then
awesome.
You were gonna bring up the Joe Mauer thong bed or something like that.
Yeah, Jomo, me and Hoop. We got. Joe Mauer is going to be put in the game right after Yvonne Rodriguez before AJ Pierzynski.
Well, and let's take a step
Dude,
back.
There is no
hold on, Hammer. Let's take a step back. Let's give Detroit their baseball props. Give it up to Jimmy Leland.
Bullshit, dude. They gotta take a dump sooner or later.
Shush for a second.
I'm pissed off.
Jim Leland.
Fucking Detroit.
Dude. If it weren't for Jimmy Leland, we would still be saying the Detroit Tigers.
Exactly.
Okay? Good young talent, whatever. KC's had good young talent forever.
Well, and he's the one.
Because they can't get good old talent, right?
He turned on Florida, right?
Good right.
Point. Good point.
Jim Leland melted down and said, you motherfuckers are going to knock this shit off. We're going to turn the ship around. We're going to be the old Pittsburgh Pirates of the Caribbean. And we're going to fucking, we're going to be fucking, we need a couple Jack Sparrows and we'll be good.
That dude walks
right?
down the fucking dugout and it's all
right.
Clack.
Exactly.
Clack. Exactly. Little spikes, bitch. Rolling.
Yep. So we got to give it up to Jimmy Leland. With that said, Ozzie Guillen is making a fucking mess of this All-Star game. And my whole thing is I think Joe Mauer, who is a reserve on the All-Star team, is going to get put in the game behind A.J. Pierzynski, who is a last-chance vote-getter.
Ain't happening.
No Mauer and A.J., you know, The bottom line is AJ is going to get put in the game ahead of Mauer.
You're eating a plate of Baltimore Crow.
Because Ozzie is such a goddamn mess and such a homer. He's making his guys happy. Why the hell wouldn't he not want to piss Joe Mauer off?
If this happens, we're driving to Pittsburgh, we're starting a fucking riot. We're having a kick-ass riot.
We're going to be like soccer hooligans.
Be riot.
All right, let's go, Lottie. Let's
there
go. Let's
no fucking way.
Let's burn some shit.
Hoop. We got it. It's money.
It's on.
All right. All right. Thong bet.
That's thong bet. I mean, that's it.
That's
Mauer will be in before AJ.
Love
saith,
it.
Saith Hoop and Hammer.
Love it.
Saith after AJ saith the walnut.
Nice.
He's up in heaven.
Love it. All right, Jack Hole of the Week. Hoop, what do you got?
I got Fowler.
Fowler. Nice! He's got liquored up.
Some game foul.
I got forward center Eddie Griffin, Minnesota Timberwolves.
How does that rhyme with Fowler?
Forward center.
Awesome. Drinking again.
Literacy going on there. I'm not sure. Richfield Public
Schools. No here nor there.
Public schooling, that's what I'll do for you. So I got him because he keeps dropping the ball and fucking getting accidents and shit.
Dude, don't snap off with one hand. Bottom line.
He was allegedly masturbating.
Dude, he's got cash. Get a lady. What's up?
A lady.
Exactly. Put it in her throat.
Wow. Holy crap.
Hey.
Jesus.
We're going to have to put the X-rating
in there. We just went from PG-13 to unrated.
Because
like that.
To
if I had that much money
and, a half.
And I was cruising around watching pornos, I ain't gonna snap off. What's up, baby? I got some
Dude,
cash.
You've jerked it twice since we've been in here.
I wouldn't even believe it. But I ain't getting an accident. I didn't make the news.
Hammer Jack Hole of the Week.
I got Kevin McHale.
Wow.
Yeah, I came up with one.
Wow.
Yep. Just for That's letting fucking KG's name come up in the trade rumors is sick.
Now Kevin McHale controls the media.
You goddamn right, because that fucker fucked up the team.
He controls the media?
Yeah, he could have got out there and said, look, bitches.
Dude, he's setting up
and slapped him with his big Frankenstein cock.
No shit, man.
He's got balls coming out of his neck.
And Glenn Taylor have said nothing since fucking the beginning of time that Kevin Garnett is not going to be traded.
All right.
Every minute they say it.
Then why is his name out there?
Because the media.
He could have stuffed his cock in Sid Hartman's mouth.
I think,
and Sid Hartman would still be like,
Young Taylor, and you think he hasn't?
Get the fuck out, like KG by the team, and say, hey, I want this dude, I want that dude, I want that dude, bring him in.
He's doing that already. Pay attention, man.
Get rid of the other two fucking clowns. Like a 10-foot fucking clown.
Who is?
Mikhaeli's got busted ankles, fucking fake arms. It ain't working.
I agree with you. Someone else should be general manager. Mikhaeli needs to go.
You gotta go.
But Mikhaeli has said from day one that Kevin Garnett is not going to be traded.
Why is his name out there? Because of the media. Exactly. Why is it? Why are we involved with speculation? Smack the boy in his eye.
Wow.
Let go of the fucking nuts and protect yourself. I need a drink.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Isaiah Thomas. Because he...
High rider?
How could you fuck up the New York Knicks any more than he's already done? So he's on a short leash, short plank, narrow plank.
Didn't he show up for banging his secretary or something, too?
If not, he should.
That was last year. Was it any
No, it was Isaiah Thomas.
I don't
know. Easy sure. You're confusing him and Danny Green.
No shit.
Easy sure.
That's awesome.
I'm innocent.
I just can't fit them. They're just too tight. Jenny Green for chick jeans. All right.
Awesome.
Hammer, World Hit Cup. Me. Pump it or dump it.
What's that, World Cup?
Yeah.
I'm dumping it personally. TV audience?
How about professional?
That's good, yeah, because we actually professionally didn't work for fucking FIFA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it, dude.
Nice.
Who gives a rat's ass, man?
What do you got? You
gotta dump it. It's just not an American sport. If we're anywhere else but here.
If we're Asian.
If we're anywhere else, because everywhere.
If all I can afford was a soccer ball, yeah, great.
Fortunately for America, we have all the professional sports.
I come to other America nations, to
that's
kick.
That's all they got.
To kick touchdown.
They got, hey, they got the Olympics.
Let's
and
go
World
Neil
Cup.
Diamond on it.
They come into America.
Fuck you, man.
Oh?
Yes, sir.
Miami Heat, what do you got?
I got Pump It. That's my boys. I mean, they came through with the thong bet. I said in the beginning they were going to win the whole deal.
Don't choke with your own cock in your mouth.
And I got my cock in my mouth, and I'm fucking loving it.
And I ain't leaving the house.
I motorboat that.
Would you
son of
take
a bitch.
Miami to repeat next year? What's up?
I'd have to wait and see what happens.
Really? After, like, maybe All-Star break?
Oh, you can't go,
the year?
Can't go on a limb now, huh?
Nope. Nah. NBA is like
a lot
that.
Of faith, then.
Dude, it starts next week.
What starts next week?
NBA season?
I don't think so.
It's like baseball.
Nice try,
you get a week.
Nice
training
try.
Training camp's like 4 weeks.
Yeah, no, shit, man. It's
they're in Vegas right now.
Gagulous.
All I know is Foy is tearing it up. The
Let me ride your donkey, donkey.
Jesus. Well, yeah.
Las Vegas.
when you were at the strip club or what?
Yeah, you think we all haven't been there?
Booyah.
Some of us have been here now.
Never mind.
Yeah.
All right.
Christ. World season of poker, Hammer. Pump it or dump it.
Well, I think.
World I'm... season. World series.
You wouldn't even believe it.
Halt.
Drink it again.
It's an awesome season. I'll dump it. I'll dump it. I'll pump it. I'll dump it, then pump it. It's called good sex.
We're not talking about your mama here. What
makes me want to poop?
You got a sister?
No.
Hoop, then you can settle up. You got to dump World Series of Poker.
Why?
It's fucking poker.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, let's, that's next where thing I you know, next thing you know, we're going to watch a bunch of people playing fucking backgammon.
Hey!
Let's put a little twist to it, and then we can watch people play chess.
Full contact chess.
Ooh scary. You know,
see, there's an art to slow playing aces. And I tell you what, my
Holy
boy...
shit.
Who
and
is,
make sure everybody gets aces.
Who is 6.5 months old can slow play aces better than me.
Whatever, dude. Your mama.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Dude.
Fucking A.
Poker is a fucking fad just like the goddamn Chrysler
LeBaron
thingy.
Iacocca
thingy. Dude.
Just like Iacocca.
It's a fucking fad. It's going to go gone and you'll be like,
yeah,
oh,
poker was
but
big,
I can still slow play aces.
Big,
yeah,
big,
great. You can fucking juggle
big
my
fucking
nuts too.
Deal. Every fucking 3-year-old on the planet knows how to play poker. Though.
Exactly.
Fuck
dude.
It!
Poker's a fucking fad, dude. It's going to be gone.
Just like soccer.
It'll just because neither of you two.
I know how to play.
You know, can hang.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
It used to be a gentleman's sport, but now I got smart. Yeah,
gentleman.
I can play the cards. I can slow play an ace. I'm the man. Read from a book.
Wow.
I can no longer run from here to there, but I can slow play an ace.
No shit, and then I'm running for governor.
I'm not saying it's a sport, and we'll get into that next time.
Yeah, slow play.
What's a sport versus what's a pastime? All that shit. We'll get into that next time. Fantasy football. Who pump it or dump it?
You gotta pump it. Fantasy football's a shit. It's the way for the armchair.
Oh, you don't have to run here to there though.
Armchair quarterback. And I never said I'm going to slow play my quarterback.
Oh! Touche, touche.
I wish Dante could run from there to there last year. But hey, brings chicks out. Chicks play fantasy football, and then they want to watch football. And if you're married to them,
I was going
to
say, more like dirty whores.
Mostly dirty people's whores. Wives.
Oh!
No, I mean, seriously.
I wasn't talking about my wife. She won the championship first. I divorced a wife.
I got rid of one.
No, listen to me. I divorced a bitch. Got a new one. Gave the old bitch's fantasy football team to the new wife, and she won the trophy.
What
up?
What time is it?
Well done. Well done.
Damn it. I'm sleeping on the couch for that shit.
You're done.
You'll
that's all good.
But that's what's awesome, dude. You know, the wifey gets into it. You're both playing fucking fantasy football. They want to watch football with you to see what their players are doing. It's like, oh, that's my guy. You just got a touchdown. Oh, my God.
It's that or hang a fucking Sunday afternoon at the crap store.
Exactly, man. It's awesome.
Scrap
money. You gotta pump it.
Who? Pump it or dump it, Ron Strong and the impending swass. Meaning sweaty ass.
We went back to the sweat ass.
The swass is in high magnitude with this fucker.
Thank Christ it's not in high def over the radio.
You gotta dump it, but you gotta pump it because you love when he loses a thong bet. I mean, fuck. I mean, you gotta love every thong bet that he loses.
I like it every time I'm over here.
He's sweating down his forehead because he got a thong up his ass.
I like the feeling of when I move my butt around. It feels like a match striking that fucking
radio. Wow, I'm sorry.
It feels like fire starting on fire. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Everybody.
Fire
for
is...
That
la, 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 la.
Starting on fire. Can you imagine that? That's hotter than the fucking sun, dude. I... Check it.
You guys, fuck.
Just take a picture of it. Put your glasses
good.
On.
Oh, speaking of hotter than the sun... going off the little beaten track here for a second, I saw a video of a dude in Florida, and we could be talking about, this could be the equivalent of us in 1977 talking about, I met this asshole named Bill Gates, right? I saw this guy in Florida who the U.S. government has called him to D.C. to demonstrate this shit, but so far it's passed all inspection as far as like safety and clean air and water and all this shit. But this dude, the intent was...
Come on!
Shut the
what did he
fuck
make?
Up for a minute!
What did he say?
No, listen to me. All
right.
He actually intended... to make a welding torch more efficient.
What's that?
And the process is hydrogen and electricity. What it does is it separates. Listen to me. I'm serious.
You
need to shut the fuck up for a minute.
Hold on.
It separates water from with electricity.
Bullshit.
From it breaks down the hydrogen. And the torch, the flame that came out of this torch, the outside of the tip of the torch was cool to the touch, but after 3 seconds, it turned a 2-inch brass ball into molten rock.
Really?
Hotter than
that dude Ron shows that on fucking Channel 9.
Hotter
than talk on Sunday.
Listen to me. You're
a hot cold soldering iron.
Hotter than the surface of the sun, right? This dude listen to me. He rigged up a Ford four-door sedan, drove 60 miles on 4 ounces of water.
That's crazy.
If you we would tell the Middle East to fuck themselves.
The sun, we wouldn't even be human no more. We'd be so smart, we'd be like a memory or like a thought.
Remember,
so how are we going to live on that?
Remember paying $3 a gallon?
Oh, shit. How come we don't fucking lasso up the sun and bring it to Earth and have all kinds of energy? That's crazy.
It's expensive.
Anyway.
$3 a gallon.
I saw the same thing, and not to challenge you there, Walnut, but it's impossible to turn brass into molten rock, but...
Yeah, but that's cool.
But I saw this. You know what I'm saying?
Glowing hot.
No, I'm just saying it's impossible to turn one element into another.
Put a light on it.
I'm just saying.
I mean, like lead into gold.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the way he's saying. But anyway,
yeah,
it's not what I claimed. It's not what I claimed.
No, but I can pee like a lot of liquor, but I'm not gonna drink it to get me drunk.
I saw the same thing. You could touch the torch. Like, he could melt rock within
a certain
amount of time.
No, that's a siding iron. That's a Ronco
thing. That's what you think it is, but it is, actually. I think he ended up changing the
molecular structure.
So it became from H2O to, like, HHO or something.
Correct. How would you even do that? How would you even do that?
It's got the properties of...
Smarter than me! And I haven't figured it out!
It's got the properties of hydrogen with the stability of water.
Yep.
Totally. If his claims are true, it'll change the world.
Oh, it's already been proven to true, but if he can actually manufacture it and get it to production, yeah, it's going to change the world. Totally.
It'll end our dependency on fossil fuels.
Will it make our show better? That's my question.
Yes.
It already has.
Oh, yep. It's unbelievable.
Because you'll have more time to drink and get more liquored up.
Oh, yeah. Take that little welding torch and shoot it into my mouth.
You can spend more money on liquor than you're spending on gas.
That's cool.
Correct.
Right now, liquor is cheaper than gas.
Wow. It is.
Water.
What is this?
Is cheaper than gas right now, and water
has been. Shut the
always been more expensive.
No, it
than
hasn't.
Gas. Water.
Other way around.
I can't fucking believe it. Don't get me started, man. That's some conspiracy.
Anyway,
with that said, I'm Hammer, interested. Final word on today's show.
Kick ass. It was a good time. Thanks for coming back, boys. Fuck all y'all.
Right on. I agree. Welcome back. It's cool.
Yeah, give us some feedback. Fuck, bitch.
Well, we'll see you next time. All right, and we're out.
Ready? We end it. Ole, 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 ole. Ole, ole, ole. Ole, ole, ole. Ole, 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 ole. I didn't know you guys knew the whole song.
Grab a dog! Took him! And I kicked the shit out of him. And all day long, I put up a dog's ass. Just bang, bang, bang up his ass. That's my pleasure.
I don't give a fuck.